The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
I bring to you a message from our evil robot overlord. He commands you to listen now to Matt and Maria on 46 and 2. Oh, did I say evil? I meant to say quite lovely.
Thank you for joining us this evening. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. As the assistant to the evil robot overlord said, I think, it's brought to you by Beggs Music Works. I'm not sure if he said that or not. I wasn't really paying attention. I think I'll be in a bit of trouble for that. Anyway, it is Friday night, if you are listening live, Friday night, the 12th of April. It's a bit of a wet, I was going to say winter's day, it's only autumn. But she's fairly grotty in the top of the south, I think. Let's not get caught up in the weather, but, you know, it's fairly wet. Hey, Maria!
Hi, Maddie. Do you know what I think? Because we haven't had rain for about 6 years now, this rain is actually a blessing.
It is, but so, it just seems grotty. There's so many leaves. Look at all the leaves.
Yeah, autumn, eh?
All the leaves are brown. And the sky is grey.
Oh, yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see what I did there. Okay, got a bunch of music heading your way this evening. Thanks to the wonderful people at Beggs Music Works. We've got the long song on the way and a few other bits and pieces. But I'm going to start off the show this evening with some New Zealand music from what is possibly my favourite New Zealand band, Pull Down the Sun. I do play them a little bit. It's Claymus, Pull Down the Sun. They're both sort of vying for the top position at the moment. But anyway, from the Of Valleys and Mountains album, this is Pull Down the Sun with Turihu, coming to you on 46 and 2. Oh, man, I like that band.
It's a great band, Maddie.
I like them so much. Oh, no, don't do that yet. I've started that too early. That's our next song, and I've just already jumped the gun and hit play. I was just trying to line it up. Pull Down the Sun, Kiwi sort of heavy, melodic, groovy band. They are playing at a gig that we've got tickets to in Christchurch. What's that called? Southern rock? Southern?
Golly, I can't even think, Matt. I don't know. I'll have to look that up. How terrible is that you can't even think of the gig you're going to? That's happening in June, is it, or July?
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
It's like a metal fest called. Or something like
it
that.
It is. It's happening in Christchurch. We've got tickets to it, and can he remember what it's called? But there's a bunch of bands playing at the Nyomarsh Theatre at Canterbury University. Pull Down the Sun, one of the big attractions.
Rock Monsters. Oh,
Rock
That's
Monsters.
What it's called. Rock Monsters. I thought it was, yeah, Rock Monsters with Beast Wars and...
Yeah. Caligula's Horse.
Yes, Stonehurst and many, many others. But they're also playing at the Porirua Rocks stage. And I'm not really too sure when that's happening, but
I think that's pretty soon. I've seen a bit of advertising for that. Yeah. Anyway, if you haven't seen or listened to Pull Down the Sun, I totally, totally recommend them. Also playing in that Rock Monsters South gig with, as we said, Beast Wars, Caligula's Horse, Pieces of Molly, Crooked Royals, Stonehurst, and Elodie. We're going to go Elodie. Yeah. I've heard them say their name out loud and I can't remember what they said. I think it was Elodie.
That'll be fun. But Porirua Rocks is happening 27th of April.
Yeah, that's not far away.
That's not too far away. R8. R-A-T.
Yeah, we should shoot over the ditch and maybe catch that one. Porirua is not too far away.
It almost looks like it could be a beer festival. The greatest spectacle in New Zealand, craft beer and music. So that's pretty good. 11 breweries from around the country.
Mm. We went to a beer festival last weekend here at Founders Heritage Park. March Fest was on, happening in April, but it was March Fest. I can't remember who the headline DJs were. They were quite good. They mashed up all these songs. They had live vocals. I think it was pretty cool. There was also the Eastern playing. There was a Queen tribute act who pretty much nailed it. They were pretty darn good, you'd have
to
say.
They were great. And they are playing locally again in June, I'm going to say the 5th, over at...
The Musselin.
The Musselin, thanks.
Yeah, we've been invited to go over to that one. Yep. So, yeah, look, it's a bit of fun, the Queen thing. I think they handled it very, very well. Anyway, you're listening to 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Fresh FM's the top of the South's community access radio station. We broadcast in Blenheim on 88.9, Eastern Golden Bay 95.0. 104.8 across the rest of Nelson Tasman and in the CBD. It's got its own little frequency. So if you're sitting in the middle of Nelson and you think, I want to listen to the radio, go to 107.2 and Fresh will be there. Now, I've decided to play a bit of music from Them Crooked Vultures. I saw something the other day where Josh Homme was saying that Them Crooked Vultures were ready to go again if Dave Grohl just, you know, said, yes, I'm going to do it. And Dave Grohl, back in 2012, he said that he knows that someday they'll get back together because they love playing with each other. He's blown away that he got to play in a band with John Paul Jones. And he did say back then, technically, we're still a band. We practice once every decade. They're coming up on another decade. Doesn't have any other official news, but there's always something cooking. So apparently they're talking that maybe...
Well, they did get together, they got together and did two tribute shows in September a couple of years ago, dedicated to the late Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins.
Ah, yeah.
So they performed Gunman as well as a cover of Elton John's Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
That would have been interesting.
Queen of the Stone Age's Long, Slow, Goodbye.
Oh, wow.
Plus others.
Okay. Well, that would have been pretty cool too. But anyway, Them Crooked Vultures, I guess you'd say a supergroup, Josh Homme, John Paul Jones, and Dave Grohl. Yeah, they're three pretty impressive musicians, you'd have to say. So anyway, it is time for a bit of Them Crooked Vultures now on 46 and 2. thanks to the wonderful people.
Oh, thanks, Biggs, for supporting us.
Yeah. Here's something fitting, maybe. It's Scumbag Blues.
Scott from Nelson, and you are listening to Fresh FM.
It's incredible to say, but that's from an album that came out July 25, 1983. Kill 'Em All, the debut album by Metallica. I didn't hear that album, I think, until probably well after I discovered them with the Ride the Lightning album. I can't remember whether I had that one before Master of Puppets or not, but anyway, I remember when I got it, I was so stoked. Back in the day, where you'd discover a band and then try like crazy to find everything by them that you could. And that was pre-internet, so, you know, you basically had your local record stores and that was about it. Yeah, Metallica. Who would have thought, who would have seen where they would have ended up? This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you so much for joining us this Friday evening, broadcasting out of the Nelson Studio down at Founders Heritage Park. A wet Founders Heritage Park too, I'd have to say, looking a bit grots out the window, but that's all right. You don't want to worry too much about the weather, eh, Maria?
No, we're not. No, we're not. Weather forecaster.
No, we're not.
People.
Now, there's been a gig happening, which looks like it would have been so much fun, I have to say. Would you agree, Maria?
So much fun. I would have loved to have got there.
Yeah.
But how do you get there? You know, it would have ended up being like about a $3,000. Oh, probably more than that.
Probably more.
Probably a $10,000 gig.
Yeah. We're talking about a gig called Sessanta, which apparently is Italian for 60, which makes perfect sense. It was a gig or a series of gigs celebrating Maynard James Keenan's 60th birthday.
Which happens to be April 17th.
Okay, which still hasn't quite happened yet, but they're already rolling out the gigs.
Yeah, and there's been quite a few shows already happened, like a week's worth, week and a half's work.
Yeah, so they put out an EP with it called the Sessanta EPPP. And here's a little bit of, I don't know what to think of Maynard's sense of humour, but anyway, let's see if we can sort of pick up where he's going with this.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm turning 60. 60. That's 6 times 10, 5 times 12. You can get there a bunch of ways. We're gonna do a birthday show. We're doing a rock show with my friends from the Pussifers, Primusifer, and a complete perfectular. We're all on the stage at the same time. There's no headliner. It's all three on the world. We play like a roundabout, and sometimes we join each other. We do three songs, and three song, and three song, and three song, three song, three song. There's no...
And you get the picture. There's Maynard announcing the fact that they were doing birthday shows. He's looking very old. He's in a hospital bed. And Karina Round is his nurse. Karina Round could be my nurse any day.
So funny. In an interview with Revolver, he was asked, as for the guests, should fans expect musicians or could it be anybody? And they say, I learned very early on in working with Maynard not to have any expectations expect anything.
So it was three bands on stage, Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle, all sort of joining in. I've seen some footage of the Grand Canyon song, and there's definitely like there's three drummers, every band member is up on stage. It looked like it would have been an absolute ball. But off the Sessanta EPPPP, which each band contributed a track to, we're going to play one from Pussifer. What do you reckon, Maria?
Sounds great. One band that would be really good if they came back around, eh, Maddie?
Oh, yeah. I'd be there in a heartbeat. So, should we give it a go?
Yes, let's do.
The song is called No Angel. It is by Pussifer, and it's coming to you on 46 and 2.
Praise how always. passion, all the will of Gabriel. Couldn't swerve the karma you got in coming.
Music Works supports Fresh FM. Thanks, Beggs Music Works.
Yeah.
What a great track that was, Van Halen, from the original Van Halen album, funnily enough, Van Halen. You really got me. Good version of that song. Do you agree, Maria?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you say so, Maddie. Yeah, it's a really good one. That. It gets everybody going, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, it does. Thank you for joining us. We are Maria and Matt. Well, I'm the Matt, she's the Maria, and you are listening to us on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station. You could be listening to us on Radio Southland or Free FM if you are listening to the wireless. Plenty of ways online you can listen as well, but thanks for joining us. And I played a bit of different stuff this evening. The Metallica I played before, it was a bit of inspiration because old Millsy Rocks, Radio Southland radio show on Friday evenings, plays on Fresh FM 10 o'clock on a Thursday night. And last night he played For Whom the Bell Tolls, which is last week's Radio Southland version, this week's Fresh FM version, which was cool. And then I got a message this morning from the guy who does the show on Fresh before that, Pete Bywater, who does Sound Selector, and he plays sort of dub and reggae and all sorts of, a little bit of punk and stuff. And he was like, man, this is such a killer track. I haven't heard it for so long. And he said, go Millsy. So just passing that on, Millsy. I'm sure you'll be listening. So yeah, that's good stuff. Anyway, last month, Ministry put out a new album and we didn't give it any love.
I know. How can it be like 4 weeks old and...
Probably 5 or 6 weeks old now. I think it came out start of March.
Yeah.
Old Uncle Al. It's an interesting album. Obviously, you know, he's getting on.
Which is really funny
because... He must be like 97 by now.
He could be because... Oh, I don't know. But do you know what? He started off as a synth pop band, if you can believe, you know, and then goes into industrial rock, industrial metal.
Yeah, I have one of his sort of synth pop records. I might have a couple of his older Ministry stuff that I've picked up over the years.
And so many past members. There must be like 20 past members.
Yeah. But the new album's called Hopium for the Masses. It's got a few songs that we can't really play because of bad lyrics, but we might play a couple off it before we jump into the long song. What do you reckon? Just because we haven't given it enough love.
Yeah, sounds really good. And you know, it's their first release since their album Moral Hygiene, which came out in 2021.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a little while.
Yeah. What was I going to say? The album features, oh my God, Dead Kennedys, Jello Biafra.
Yes.
Singing one. And Dead Kennedys had, I think, the famous F Off Nazi Punks. Well, there's a song off this album with vocals, as I said, by him, off Hopium of the Masses, that sort of goes there. So I'm going to play that one just now, and then we'll jump into another one straight afterwards, I reckon.
You know, 16 albums in their career. You know, 16 albums, that's got to be okay, doesn't it?
I'd say. All right, so here it is. Ministry from Hopium for the Masses. We're going to start off with Aryan Embarrassment.
Exactly. have 60 seconds remaining.
There you go. Maybe mellowing a little in their older age. That is Ministry with Arian Embarrassment with some vocals from, who did I say? Jello Biafra, Dead Kennedys. He's got a very, very recognisable voice. It is around about 17 away from, oh my goodness, 17 away from 6 if you're listening on Friday night to the 46 and 2 show. We're going to have to hurry and play songs because I've got to fit in the long song.
You do need to fit in the long song, Maddie.
It's always about fitting in the long song, Maria. Going to go now with another track off that. I see that cheeky grin. We're going to go with the track called Just Stop Oil. He's always had a bit of a social conscience, as you may be able to tell, with the Arian Embarrassment and Just Stop Oil, Goddamn White Trash, Big Dick Energy. All the names of some of the songs on this latest Hopium for the Masses by Ministry. Be interesting, see if they tour, see if they come back this way. They cancelled last time.
Oh, they didn't. I wonder if that was just because he was going through a bit of like rehab or something and just having a bit of a meltdown. I don't know. He did go into rehab, didn't he, in the early 2000s, I think. And is that right? I think it was about the early 2000s anyway, which was a long time ago, actually, when you think about it.
Scary. Okay, so we're going to play one more track off the Hopium for the Masses, and it is Just Stop Oil. Featuring lyrics like, what have we got? Dehumanization at a cellular level. Policy set by corporate devils. There must be resistance. We cannot be silenced. There is the existence of possible violence. Woo! Okay, here we go. I'm sure Greta Thunberg would like this song.
Well, I think she just got arrested a couple of weeks ago at a protest, didn't she?
I think it was an anti-oil protest or something. Anyway, here we go. Bit more Ministry. This is Just Stop Oil.
Stories are written. Action. Action.
I am fighting for my future.
The glaciers are melting, the forests are burning, the oceans are acid, the air is so empty. The chance of redemption is also concerning. The price of oppression is civil aggression.
For my future.
They want action. Action. They want action.
Right, ooh, it's not so easy, I guess, to just stop oil, though, because everything is based on oil. All the plastics we use are oil. Like, you'd have to kill your cell phone immediately. It's a nice ideal. We do need to, I don't know.
When did we stop making glass and stop using greaseproof paper and that kind of thing?
Yeah. Hey, this has been 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks for being with us this evening. I'm going to try and say goodbye. We're going out with the long song for the evening. It comes off an album called Black Sabbath, which could only be by the band called Black Sabbath, and it is their song called Warning. Pushes 10 minutes 32. Sounds like a nice long song. We'll say goodbye now. We'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Maria.
Goodbye. But you know, Maddie, just before we do say goodbye, this album, Black Sabbath, you know, received negative reviews from critics upon its release. But on the flip side, was a commercial success. How could you not like Black Sabbath?
A founding metal album, you'd have to say.
Absolutely. One of the most influential heavy metal albums of all time. So there you go.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Biggs Music, for supporting this show.
Yeah, we'll be back next week.
Tell me, who am I to blame? I was born without you, baby, but my feelings were a little bit too strong.
because you say we've got to part. Sorrow grips my voice as I stand here all alone and watch you slowly take away a love I've never known. I was born without you, baby, but my feelings were a little bit too strong. Just a little bit too strong.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.